news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lex Podcast. And this is a very special episode because WrestleMania 31 is upon us. I know they don't number the WrestleManias anymore or whatever, but I think we're going to keep numbering the WrestleManias just to make sure we know what we're talking about. Anyway, so the Lex Podcast has been on hiatus for a little bit. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Not too much, though, because this show is actually going to be airing on WrestleMania, the day of WrestleMania, during the Rant EM Radio's WrestleMania Marathon coverage. It's going to be kicking off the coverage. So good morning to a lot of my West Coast listeners here out on the West Coast, and good noon, I think, to the East Coast folks. Either way, WrestleMania is here, and at this point, if you're listening to this on WrestleMania Day, I will actually be in San Jose, and getting my stuff ready to go to Levi's Stadium, and I will talk about my itinerary for WrestleMania weekend, what I'll be doing, what I think I'll be doing at least. And when I come back, I'll do another show kind of talking about my experience. But also in between, I'm going to be posting pictures, videos on the Rant EM Radio group page. I also have a pair of camera glasses. So these $300 glasses that I bought that have a camera right in the center, and it records 1080p video, and the sound quality is actually pretty good. So I'm going to be recording video of me out and about as well. And I'll put all that together in a video and link it on the Rant EM Radio page. So you're going to get a pretty good feeling of what I'm experiencing when I'm down there for WrestleMania, my first WrestleMania. But let me talk a little bit about why the Lex Podcast has been on hiatus. Quite frankly, I haven't had much to talk about. I've been really busy. My wife is doing a surrogacy for a couple in the San Jose area, actually. And we've had complications with this, and this has been going on for a while. Well, we finally hammered down a transfer date, so, you know, to transfer everything into her. I don't want to get too technical about it, but the transfer date is actually going to be March 25th. So March 25th is the Wednesday before WrestleMania. We're going to San Francisco on Tuesday night, so the 24th. So I'll be leaving my house on the 24th, and I won't be back for about a week. We'll stay the night in San Francisco on the 24th and the 25th, and then we will head out to San Jose on the 26th, so that Thursday. We'll roll in, and that's when we'll roll into San Jose, and I'll get to that in just a bit. But we've been dealing with all that. Also, I went to the doctor lately, and he's like, your blood pressure's too high, because I eat a lot of burgers, and I love food and everything like that. And, you know, he's like, your blood pressure's too high, and you need to get this down and that down. So I've gone on a diet, and I hate diets because, again, I love food. But I've cut out sugars and sodium out of my diet for the most part. And so I'm losing weight and exercising, and that's taken up a lot of my time. That first week, though, on a diet is just hell because you're constantly hungry. You're used to eating this large amount of food, and then you have to go down to eating a very small amount of food. You have to stick to servings. And this first week of the diet, the first 2 weeks actually, call for nothing but non-starchy vegetables. So lettuce, tomatoes, carrots, things like that. Protein, so turkey or chicken or fish. I don't eat fish, so that's out for me. And you can also eat, like, nuts, like peanuts, cashews, whatever. So it's all been, and you can have, like, low-fat dairy. So it's kind of been, like, hell for me to change from, you know, eating burgers with cheese and two patties and you know, all this bread and pasta. I love pasta. Every time I eat pasta, I eat, like, two or three helpings. So it's kind of hard to switch from doing all that to that. And this actually ties into the WrestleMania thing. I went to the doctor about a week ago now. And so basically my diet will... I'll be able to eat more food after the 2 weeks. But, you know, I still have to stick to, like, servings and everything. But basically... I was going to live it up in San Jose with restaurants. I was going to go to all the good restaurants. There's a good barbecue place. There's a good burrito place. You know, this and that. And now that I'm on this diet, like, I could still go out and eat all that stuff. But, like, I'd be really cheating myself if I were to do that. And so it's going to be really tough. I'm going to have to bring food with me to eat. There's a Chipotle nearby, which, you know, again, is not the best, but they try to buy local and every, like, from local farms, and they have, you know, stuff I can eat, like rice and beans and stuff like that, salsa. So, you know, I'm probably going to stick to Chipotle most of the time, and that's a damn shame, but, you know, whatever. It's a small, thing to give up. Anyway, that's why I've really not been focusing on the podcast lately, but I hope to continue that soon. It kicks off with this episode, the return episode when I get back. I might even record an episode while I'm there in San Jose. I'm not sure. I know that I'm going to see a few of you guys at the event at WrestleMania. So if you guys want to, like, if you're waiting in line or whatever and you see me, you want to come say hi, cool. I'm the dude with the beard. And, you know, I'm normally not a very social person, but, yeah, if you guys want to come say hi, that's more than cool. Also, I want to say that, there's certain things I'm more concerned with during WrestleMania weekend. So if you hear me talk bad, quote unquote, about a few things, you know, don't take it too personally. It's just that there are some things I'm more excited about going there than I am other things. Okay, so let's get to this. Let me take a drink here because it's going to be a little while before I break to talk again. So, like I said, we're going to be heading into San Jose on Thursday, the 26th. We have a hotel room booked from the 26th to the 30th. At the Courtyard Marriott. It's right by the airport. And let me tell you the story about my hotel first. We booked a motel at first because I wanted to save money, and I also wanted to be close to the convention center in downtown San Jose. And we booked it through one of the travel sites. I forget which one it was. And after we booked it, I looked through the reviews. So I did this backwards. I looked at the reviews after we booked it. And I think I looked at a few reviews before we booked it. But I started looking at more and more reviews after I booked the hotel or the motel. And it just started creeping in my, like, oh, this place is kind of nasty. There's a club nearby as an airplane goes over. We booked this motel. And I'm not digging it later. And I'm like, you know, we're going to save money, but also I wouldn't feel 100% safe here because I'm not familiar with San Jose, really. And also it's kind of shoddy and we're going to spend a week in here and it's going to be depressing. And some people they go by the notion of, oh, we got a hotel room. All we're going to do is sleep in it, so it's whatever. That's not me. I actually like hotel rooms, and I spend, you know, a good amount of time in them. I'm not going to be out the whole day. So I wanted a hotel room that was going to be nice, that had modern amenities, that had clean rooms, and it was in a somewhat safe area at least. And so I told my wife, and she's like, okay, well, go ahead and cancel it, I guess. And so we found this Courtyard Marriott, and we actually stay at Courtyard Marriotts all the time. So we were actually very familiar and comfortable with that. So I went on there, and I actually got it booked. And thank God I booked it so far in advance. I booked this probably a little over a year in advance. And that's one of my tips. I'm going to be giving tips that I've learned so far as I go. Tip one, book your hotel as soon as you can. Now, most hotels won't let you book a room until a year before or around there. Each hotel, I guess, is different in when they'll let you actually book a room. But my advice is to book that hotel room ASAP because things are going to fill up fast. In fact, I wanted to stay in one of the hotels. I think there was a Marriott connected to the convention center, and I wanted to stay at that, but of course it was all booked up, and I missed it. And it wasn't like I was slacking or anything like that. It's just that it filled up so quickly. And I'm guessing the WrestleMania travel packages had a lot to do with that. WrestleMania books the hotels in advance, then sells off the travel packages, and then cancels the rooms that they don't want, I'm guessing. But I got this Courtyard Marriott. The problem is it is a few miles away from the convention center, from the SAP center, and all that. But it's actually closer to Levi's Stadium than if I were to stay down by the convention center. So I'm basically in the middle of the route between the convention center and Levi's Stadium, which is actually okay because I'm close to public transportation. That's my second tip. Use public transportation. If you're going to take your own car down to the hotel, that's fine or whatever. That's what we're doing. You know, park it in the hotel parking. It's free, or it comes with, you know, whatever you paid for the room at least. And then use public transportation. In San Jose, public transportation is about $2 per ride, or you can get a day pass for like 12 bucks, I think. And so if you're going to be hopping on and off a lot, you might as well get the day pass. If you know you're going to go down to this area, walk around for a while, and then come back to your hotel, I mean, that's a total of 4 rides, basically. So you're only paying 8 bucks if you're going to pay per ride. So that would be ideal. But if you got family members and stuff like that, you know, maybe think that out a little bit better. So we're going to be taking public transportation for the most part, because parking is like 10 bucks per park, like daily parking, if you will. Which if that worked everywhere, that would be great. But I think it's per parking spot. So if you find a centrally located parking garage, that might not be too bad. But then again, there's also driving in whatever city you're going to WrestleMania in. San Jose, New York, New Orleans, I'm sure, regardless of where it is, it's not great to drive in those areas. So you might want to think about public transportation. So we're going to get into San Jose on Thursday, stay in the Marriott. And Thursday, I'm a little bit undecided about what I'm going to do. Check-in is probably about 3 o'clock. So we're probably, once we hit San Jose, we'll probably go get something to eat, head back to the hotel, and kind of get settled in, and then after that, maybe head down to Japantown, which is kind of close to the convention center, and check that out, and then head over to the convention center and check out Access. I'm not sure about that yet. I might go to Access on Saturday instead, but tentatively speaking, I'm thinking Thursday I'll be at Access. I'm not big into autographs, so that's not a real big thing for me, but I'm interested to see what they have in the ring they set up there. Also interested to see what kind of memorabilia they have, and I'll be taking pictures and all that kind of stuff from there. And I'll also have my camera glasses as well. So not a whole lot going on Thursday after Access. We'll probably go get something to eat, head back to the hotel, and just relax and go to sleep. Friday morning is nothing, so I'll be able to sleep in, go to the fitness room, get a workout in, and then head back to the room and get set up, because Friday night is going to be busy. I'll have Ring of Honor, and that the bell time on Ring of Honor is 4:30. I think they open the doors at like 3:30. And I'll probably want to leave about an hour before that. So probably around 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, I'll leave my hotel to go to Ring of Honor. And Ring of Honor is in Redwood City. So that's about a 30-minute drive from my hotel. And I'll be taking my own car and everything. Actually, we're going to rent a car for this trip. So I'll take the rental car over there, and you know, if you're a Rant EM listener and you hear this before, obviously before the event is over, and you are staying at the Marriott and you need a ride, I can probably give you a ride over there. So, and a ride back. Arrive at Ring of Honor, wait in line for them to open up the doors. Once they open up the doors, kind of go in there, check out what they have, maybe buy some merchandise, a shirt or so. And then I'm really excited for Ring of Honor, because not only is it my favorite promotion, it's also Samoa Joe fighting for the ROH World Championship, which hasn't happened in nearly a decade. So this is a huge event that nobody thought was ever going to happen again, really. And here I am getting the opportunity to see it, which is fantastic. But not only that, my tickets for Ring of Honor are actually front row tickets, and it's going to be in the middle of the row on the, so if you're looking, if you're sitting in the seat, you're looking straight ahead, you got the ring, and then you got the ramp. I'm like right in the middle, and that's just fantastic. I don't know if I could ask for a better seat. I paid $80 for the ticket, which I thought the tickets were probably going to be about 60. They were 80. I didn't care. I was just glad to get that awesome seat. 80 bucks is not a lot, and I can pretty much guarantee that Ring of Honor is going to be the event where I get my wrestling fix, as it were, because I love Ring of Honor style, and undoubtedly some of my favorite wrestlers are in Ring of Honor right now. So I can't wait for that. Looking forward to seeing Michael Elgin, who's been a favorite of mine for a long time. Red Dragon, Kyle O'Reilly, I just love his style. And, of course, seeing Joe fight is going to be spectacular. Swig of water for the working man there. And, okay, I won't steal Stone Cold's thing. But also, Jay Lethal is going to fight Jushin Liger, which is fantastic. I get to see Jushin Liger, an absolute 100% legend in this business, fight Jay Lethal, who is having an outstanding run with the ROH Television Championship right now. And those two are going to have a good match. And yeah, I'm just so excited for Ring of Honor. They're going to bring it. It's going to be a packed house. Going to be good energy in the building. And also, I'm going to be able to bang on those steel guardrails. It's just, I cannot wait for Ring of Honor. But WWE threw us a curveball and said, oh, here, we're gonna run an NXT event in San Jose that night, too. And at first, when I saw it, I was like, oh, hell. I'm not going to be able to make this NXT event because I'll be at Ring of Honor. Which, if I had to choose between the two, I would definitely choose Ring of Honor. So it wasn't a big deal. But then I saw what the bell time was for NXT. And the bell time is actually 10:30 at night. 10:30 p.m. That's when the event starts. And Ring of Honor starts at 4:30. So even if Ring of Honor goes 4 hours, I can be out of there at 8:30, head back, arrive in San Jose at 9, go back to my hotel, get everything situated, maybe, you know, eat a few things, and then head over to NXT in time for that event at 10:30. So I'm really happy that they actually made the event later, so that, I mean, they knew that people who would be going to Ring of Honor would be their audience for that event too, but I think they still could have sold it out regardless. But it's also cool that that they're going to do it that way. I think it's awesome that they're working to allow those people who are at Ring of Honor to make their way back to San Jose and catch the show in time. It's a pretty late bell time. The show will probably go 3 hours, I would assume, 2 hours maybe. So we're not going to be getting out of there until after midnight. And do I feel super comfortable in San Jose after midnight? No, but I know that there will be other wrestling fans probably going back to the same hotel I'm going to. So it's not, you know, it's not like I'm walking in San Jose alone or whatever, unarmed or anything like that. But, you know, it's just one of those things. But, I mean, think about that. I'm going to be going to Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor, and then immediately following that, going over to NXT. You know, two of the most revered promotions right now in wrestling. That's a dream come true for a person like me who cares about the in-ring stuff. I Friday is going to be the day for me, and that's what I said in the beginning. It may sound like I'm talking bad about other stuff, but it's just my excitement for this Friday night doubleheader of Ring of Honor and NXT. It's just through the roof right now, and I think most of you can understand why for sure. So Friday night, I'm going to, after I get back from NXT, just, you know, collapse on the bed and just fall asleep and sleep in on Saturday. Because on Saturday, now I have the choice of, do I go to Access on Saturday instead of going on Thursday? I really only care to go once. But if I need time to kill, I may go twice. I don't know. But the only thing I have going on Saturday is the Hall of Fame event. Now, I do not have great tickets for the Hall of Fame. Oh, and I forgot to mention my NXT tickets and my experience buying that. So I was scrolling through Twitter at one point, and I was like, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then PW Insider posted a story that the pre-sale code was out. I was like, holy crap, because I thought that the tickets were going to go on sale on the 16th, what they said, but they actually did the pre-sale thing much earlier. And so I went over, I raced over, I entered the code to see what tickets were left, and most of the tickets were gone. Definitely all the floor tickets were gone. And very few of the upper, you know, the riser tickets were left. And so I had to make a decision about where I wanted to sit. So there was the risers go in a diagonal on the edges. And I figured, hey, I'll get one of these diagonal tickets because I'll basically have no obstruction. And that would be cool. So I clicked on that one. It was going to be like $50 before taxes and fees. And I was like, that's okay. You know, I could still do that. That's whatever. But let me see this seat over here. And it was a aisle seat in the, not right in the middle, but a little off to the right. But it was an aisle seat. And I like aisle seats just so I can leave without having to try to squeeze through other people and worm my way through. Every time I sit in the movie theater, I always pick an aisle seat. And I was like, well, this would probably be more my style. It's probably a better view dead on of the ring. So let me do this. And it was only like $15. So it was like, okay, the ticket that's $50 is only like four rows up. Or I can do this one four rows back for a substantially less amount of money and just spend the other money I was planning on spending on that ticket on merchandise at NXT. So, God, there's a lot of airplanes going on today. I paid like $27 and some change for that NXT ticket. So that was just awesome. Going to NXT for under $30, fantastic. So the Hall of Fame ticket on Saturday is just, it's not a very good ticket, but I don't care because there's no action going on. There's nothing I really need to be up close for unless I'm going to be like really up close. And all those seats are reserved for, you know, the talent and the people who work for WWE. So my ticket is in the upper deck of the SAP Center, which holds, I think, like 15,000 people or something like that. So I don't think that's that bad. But the main thing is I'll be there. And that's all the only thing I really care about. I'm not a particularly big fan of the Hall of Fame because I don't think it's run like a legitimate Hall of Fame. Obviously, that's been discussed by Triple H on the Stone Cold podcast that they just... Whereas the NFL will have a panel of writers and players that vote on, you know, who should be in the Hall of Fame. The WWE doesn't do that. Instead, they have a, you know, obviously the Hall of Fame comes from one or two people that say this person should be in. Let's see if we can get them agree, and if they don't, we won't put them in, type of thing. You know, it's not a legitimate Hall of Fame. Definitely there are some glaring omissions, especially when you look back at the older wrestlers. But that's just the way it is, I guess. And the only reason I'm going to be there is for the speeches and, you know, just to see whoever is going to be there. It does suck that they couldn't get Macho Man in before he passed away. I think that acceptance speech would have been pretty good. But... you know, that's unfortunate. So the rest of the lineup is whatever to me. I'm not a huge fan of any of them. But again, it'll be just nice to be there and experience it all. So Saturday night, you know, I'll get out of there. I think the event starts at like 4:30 or something like that. And I'll probably leave a couple hours before then and then get out and then go straight back to the hotel. Rest up, because Sunday is WrestleMania Day. Now, WrestleMania. I don't know when I'm going to go to Levi Stadium, because I've heard conflicting reports that you should go really early. I've heard reports that you should go, you know, really late, because it's just, you know, a miserable wait. I'll probably go early. Just because I like to be one of the first people in line. I don't want to be like the first person, but I want to be like the first 100 or so. That way, when they start letting people in, I can head towards the bathroom, use the bathroom before it gets crowded, and then I can go find my seat and get ready and get settled in and all that good stuff. But that's probably when I'll head in. WrestleMania itself, I gotta be honest with you, I'm not too thrilled with the card. But I'm not disappointed in a way, because once they started dicking around with Bryan, and Bryan is my favorite, you know, out of the WWE guys. Once they started dicking around with him, I'm like, okay, this is just not going to be a WrestleMania card for me. So it's going to be whatever. I'll just be there to experience WrestleMania. The card can be whatever it wants. I don't care. I'm there to experience the atmosphere, the aesthetics, the grandeur of it all. Just being in that stadium with, I don't know, however many, 70,000 people is going to be crazy. My WrestleMania ticket is up. It's quite a ways up there. Again, just like the Hall of Fame, I didn't really care if I had a great ticket or not. I just wanted to be there. So it's a ways up, but at the same time, it's not bad. Because I actually intentionally picked a seat at the very front of that section. So I will have nothing directly obstructing my view. There will be no people standing up in front of me. There will be no signs in front of me. The only thing that can obstruct my view is if they put up, and they will, if they put up those columns around the ring and then have that canopy, one of the columns could be blocking my view of the ring. And then the canopy, depending how big it is, if they do one, that could be blocking my view of the stage. I'm not 100% sure, so I don't want to get too crazy about it now. And even if it is, again, I just wanted to be there, you know. So I'll watch the event on WWE Network later, and I can see all the close-up stuff and all that junk. But being there is going to be a whole different experience. And I don't think I'm going to run down the WrestleMania card. I don't think I really have a need to run down the WrestleMania card, to be honest with you. I don't care for a lot of the matches. I don't really have a dog in the race, as it were. But I'm glad that a lot of people are coming around on the WrestleMania card and starting to be pleased with it. I think it's kind of shady that they put Daniel Bryan in a ladder match with a whole bunch of other different people after he comes back from a neck injury. That doesn't seem like the right match to put him in. And of course he had all that momentum and everybody was wanting him, the white meat baby face, to go into the main event against Brock Lesnar. And instead WWE went with their guy. And we know how that turned out. But I don't know. I haven't watched Raw in a couple weeks. I don't know if people are turning around on Roman Reigns and just accepting him as being there. But as me, and you may roll your eyes at this or whatever, you may, oh, you're a bad crowd or whatever, I'm going to boo the hell out of Roman Reigns. Not because it's Roman Reigns, necessarily, but because I think the WWE screwed up big time with this whole thing. And I'm going to cheer Daniel Bryan. I'm not going to start any chants or anything like that, but if a Daniel Bryan chant breaks out, I'm going to join right in. Because the WWE has taught us from the very beginning, you see all those DVDs and documentaries, people say, well, this person didn't get a crowd reaction, so that's the most important thing, a crowd reaction. If he's not getting a crowd reaction, he's not getting over, and blah, blah, blah. So they've taught us from a very, very young age that if you want to see someone more, the only way to show that is to be vocal, is to cheer that person. If they get no reaction, they're dead. But if they get cheered and their name chants, and especially outside of other matches, that means that the crowd wants to see them. And I understand in some areas, some towns, it's, you know, more neutral than others. But I'm going to tell you, with that WrestleMania crowd coming from all over the world, knowing what they know, you know, being smart fans, if you want to call them that, whatever, that crowd is going to be the most annoying crowd you've probably ever seen, because it's going to be 70,000 people upset that the guy they want to see get, you know, put on top is not going to be put on top. And WWE is probably going to try to appease those fans by having Bryan win the Intercontinental Championship. And I think that's very offensive to a guy like Bryan, who not only has the wrestling ability, but also has the crowd behind him. And I'm not sure why WWE is so insistent on resisting Daniel Bryan as a crowd favorite, but it's not cool. And people are going to be pissed off and they're going to voice that. People were pissed off that CM Punk left and they're chanting CM Punk. And a lot of people say, well, you can only blame Punk for that. Well, no, if WWE would have, you know, and I don't want to say give him everything he wants, but if WWE would have treated them a little better and, you know, stopped with their silly ways, then he'd probably still be there. But that's not the case. And again, when any crowd chants CM Punk, I don't see it as them chanting CM Punk that they want CM Punk back, but rather teasing WWE that, in a way, you've done all this shitty stuff, but you only have to say CM Punk to get your point across. Also, I want to talk about Kevin Owens and his knee surgery, which I think is a little odd, because anybody who's watched Kevin Steen in any independent promotion or in Ring of Honor, whatever it is, you know that his knees are shot. And that's no secret. And there's been stories that he's turned down surgery on the independent scene and all that stuff. So when he got hired by WWE, you always have to go through a physical. So either the doctors, either their physical policy is a BS and they just hire whoever they want and they need a reason not to hire someone after they said they were going to hire someone, so they say, well, you didn't pass physical. Or their doctors are as shitty as CM Punk said they were. Because, I mean, it was no secret at all that Kevin Owens needed some sort of surgery for his knees, and that his knees were not great. So I don't understand how a guy like Nigel McGuinness is denied a contract based off of physical for a bicep injury that he thought was fully healed, but they said no, it wasn't. And a guy like Kevin Steen is signed to the WWE or NXT or whatever, and his knees are completely, you know, junk. So I don't understand that at the same time. I mean, I'm glad for Steen that he got signed, because I know that's where he wanted to be, and I know that means more money for his family and all that good stuff. But I'm just kind of questioning, what the heck is up with the WWE physical policy if this guy can get hired, if this guy can't? And the injury was very obvious on one and not obvious at all on the other. But I guess that's just the way the WWE works, right? So there's going to be other stuff happening WrestleMania weekend. There's going to be WrestleCon and King of the Indies tournament, which I had interest in at first. Then I saw the people they were announcing, and it was nothing too thrilling for me personally. So I'm going to skip that. I'm going to skip WrestleCon. Again, WrestleCon's more of meet and greets with wrestlers, and I don't like to do that stuff, you know? I admire the wrestlers for what they do, but I can do without meeting someone, shaking their hand, telling them how much of a big fan I am. Unless it's someone that I'm actually really, really a big fan of. In that case, you know, I might go out of my shell to do that. But there's also this Wally Mania. I don't understand exactly what it is. I guess it's a party with the rapper Wale and Rey Mysterio and Court Bauer. I have no idea. Other than that, I'm not a party guy, so I don't drink or anything like that. And, you know, like I said before, I'm not the most social guy in the world, so I'm definitely going to skip out on that. I do plan on buying quite a bit of merchandise at the Superstore, so I don't know what I'm going to buy yet, but I'm looking for some of the exclusive stuff that they have at the store. I mean, other than that, that's going to be my WrestleMania trip. So, you may have noticed that there's been one pretty big omission from what I've talked about so far, and that's the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania. I'm not going to that. And it's a combination of a few things. Number one, when I booked my hotel, I booked it to check out on Monday because I didn't want to pay an extra, you know, amount of money. I figured if I'm going to check out, or if I'm going to go to Raw, then I don't have to be staying in the hotel. I can just go straight home from Raw. I only live 4 hours away from San Jose. And then I was like, well, you know, maybe I will try to make it to Raw. So I went to go buy tickets. And tickets on Ticketmaster are all sold out. The only tickets you can get are from secondary sites like StubHub. And, of course, people jack up the prices on there. And I just don't feel like paying crazy prices for a Raw. My wife also, if we're going to go to Raw, my wife also wants to stay another night in San Jose. But that would also mean my son missing another day of school. And so it's just the cons heavily outweighed the pros of going to Raw. I know that Raw is usually a pretty interesting event after WrestleMania. But honestly, I'm not super into the product with Raw, and if there's going to be a big debut, I can, you know, whatever. I can see it on TV. Wait for it on Hulu on Tuesday and just watch it then. So I won't be going to Raw. I know that's part of the whole experience, but there has been talk of Rant EM Radio getting together for WrestleMania 32 in Dallas, Texas. So far, it's only been talks. I know that some people are very set on going. Some people think it's an interesting idea but aren't completely sold. I was pretty sold, but I'm not 100% sure now. Going to WrestleMania is a very expensive thing to do. I have a couple $1,000s already sunk into this, and I actually live in the area, in a way, about 4 hours away. But I've already got a couple $1,000s sunk into this. You know, my access ticket will be $45. My Ring of Honor ticket was $80. NXT ticket roundup was $30. My Hall of Fame ticket was, I don't remember what, I think it was $40 or $50. My WrestleMania ticket was $230 or something like that. My hotel room stay for the whole time is close to $1,000, I think. It's between $800 and $1,000. To rent a car, it's going to cost $100 and something. Plus gas is another $100 and something. Then you're talking about merchandise and food. And it adds up. I mean, it's a very, very expensive trip to plan. And although we have a year to plan it, a lot of people just live paycheck to paycheck, and that's hard to save up for. So I'm not saying for sure that I'm personally going, but I do want to try to make the trip just because it's kind of a centralized hub for everybody to go to. Like, you know, some people live in Dallas that listen to Rant EM Radio, I'm sure. But for the people like myself and Double A and Phil Rea and, you know, whoever else, William Morgan, the hosts of the show, it's a long travel for all of us. So that's fair, right? That's a fair travel for all of us to go. You know, it's going to be a long travel for everyone, so nobody's got the jump, really. And, you know, flying down there is like $300, there and back $300, $400, and getting the hotel again, you're looking at probably around $1,000, and the tickets are going to probably equal up to around $500 or so, and, you know, just everything just starts adding up and adding up and adding up. It's a big thing to plan for. Luckily, they spread everything out, ticket sales and all that. So you're not paying everything at once. The biggest chunk you're paying for is that hotel, because a lot of hotels make you pay in advance, that and you can cancel and get a refund or whatever. But, you know, in plane tickets, you have to buy them early so that they're not as expensive. If you buy it closer to the event or the day of travel, then you're paying a lot more for that ticket. But hopefully a lot of people will be able to go. And again, I'd love to be able to record a live round table with everybody about the WrestleMania weekend and what we experienced and all that kind of stuff. You know, Rant EM Radio is definitely a place where I feel everybody's on the up and up. I feel like everybody is looking out for everybody else. There's, you know, we've been to places before where that wasn't the case and there was a strong divide, and I don't feel that way here. And I really hope some of the people that I've had a lot of contact with in the recent past, guys like Lee, who I've never met in person, but I felt like I've met 1,000 times. I hope he's motivated to go to something like that. Double A, who I've never met, but I've known for, you know, nearly a decade now. I hope he can go to something like that. And we can all just meet in a neutral place that's all about wrestling. And I can bring this beautiful microphone here and we can record a round table and have a nice meal and just kind of hang out with each other and then tell each other to piss off once in a while so we can experience things by ourselves. And I think it would be a great trip. So, again, it's something that we've only talked about at the moment and something I hope that we actually do talk more about soon. But if you are in the area, if you are planning to go, let us know. If you'd go to WrestleMania 32, wherever you are in the world, to have like a Rant EM Radio get together, let us know. Because I think the more interest there is, the more motivated we are to go ourselves and make sure that Rant EM Radio is represented really well at WrestleMania 32, because we're going to have a few people there at 31 this year, and that's awesome. But 32, just have a big blowout and everything like that, get some shirts done, and just represent Rant EM Radio the way it should at the biggest stage of them all would be fantastic. But hey, I've run out of stuff to talk about. My voice is starting to hurt. So thank you for joining me, and I hope the rest of your WrestleMania day of WrestleMania coverage is awesome. I know we're going to have a lot of live shows running down the card, WrestleMania, other events of WrestleMania weekend, and of course topping it all off with the lead-in show. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to be calling in from the stadium at least once, if not a couple times, to the show to kind of give you the feeling, the atmosphere, and what everything looks like. I will be sending pictures and all that good stuff as well. So, again, if you need to hit me up, you can do so on Twitter at @the_lexicon. Or if you need to email me, it's lexmarston@gmail.com. That's LEXMARSTON @gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the rest of your WrestleMania coverage. If you are indeed listening to this on WrestleMania Day. Until next time, until I return from WrestleMania, I'll see you guys later. Peace.